This anduku, do you have, or you have, is commonly used as well as to address a group of people or a couple. It's commonly used in shops or offices or to talk to over the phone to a company representative, for example, because what you're saying when you're saying, do you have a leaflet or do you have any tomatoes? It's not really personal. What you're actually saying is, does the shop have, you plural, have, or does the company have? Is it available, is what you're saying, really. So often you'll use the phrase anduku in the plural, even though you might be actually addressing it to a single person behind a counter, because you're talking about the availability, about whether the shop has something. So if we were in a shop, for example, how might we ask, do you have tomatoes? What's tomatoes?
Tomatis.
It's batatis
Ah,
is
tomatin.
tomatim.
Tomatin.
Yeah, Tim, like the name Tim on the end. Tomatim, yeah. And batatis is potatoes with a s.
Batatis.
So do you have tomatoes or tomatoes?
Anduku tomatin.
Yes, Mahmoud.
Anduku tomatim.
And how would we ask, do you have potatoes then?
Anduku batatis.
Mahmoud.
Anduku batatis.
Don't forget to go to the dentist with your and. Try it again. Anduku batatis.
Anduku batatis.
That's good. That's very good. Now, what about if you were in a restaurant? Again, it's the same situation. You're not asking personally, but whether the restaurant. So, how would you say, if you know that menu is the same in English and Arabic, so how would you ask, do you have a menu?
Anduku menu.
Yes, Mahmoud.
Anduku menu.
Shampoo is the same word as well in English and Arabic, except there's no p. So how would it generally be pronounced?
Shampoo.
Yes. So how would you say, do you have shampoo?
Anduku shampoo.
Yes. What about, do you have a telephone?
Anduku telefon.
The word for here is hina. Hina. So how would you say, do you have a telephone here?
Anduku telefon hina.
Yep. Mahmoud.
Anduku telefon hina. You mustn't confuse hina with henna, which you may have heard of, the color that women add to their hands and hair sometimes, which is henna, starting with the ha sound. But henna starts with the h sound.
So there's two h's, then regular h, as we know in English from hotel, and then the breathy h, as if you're breathing on glasses. Again, they're two separate sounds in Arabic. So henna, which we would call henna, is with a breathy h, and hina is just exactly as we would say it, as in hotel. Hina, here. Right, we need one final tag now to add to our collection to make it complete. We have the tag for his, which is u, bintu, and we have the tag for her, which is,
Hey.
yes, or aher, bintaher. And we just need now the tag for them. It's quite easy to go from the word for they to the tag. What was the word for they?
Uma.
Yes, humma. Now with ihna, we actually took the ih off to get the tag and ended up with na. With the humma, it's actually the other way round. Take off ma and you're left with hum. That's the tag, hum, hum, without the second part, ma. Hum, which means there. Hum. So how would you say their father?
Abukom.
What's there again?
Huma. No.
That's they. Yes, and we're going to take off the ma to get the tag, and we're going to hang that tag onto Abu. So the tag that we're hanging on is for there is what's the tag?
Hum.
Yes. Okay, hang it onto Abu, and what do we get?
Abu Hum.
Yes, Abu Hum. Abu Hum. So where's their father?
Abu Hum Fain.
Yeah, Mahmoud.
Abu Hum Fain.
Who's their brother?
Abuhim, Abuham.
A brother we're talking about now, rather than father.
Ahuham Min?
Yes, that's right. Mahmoud?
Ahuham Min.
So how would we say their book? What was book?
Kitab.
Their book?
Kitabom.
Yes, we need the h sound. We need the hum. The
Kitab hum.
That's it. This is their book.
Da kitabum.
Yes, Mahmoud.
Da kitabum.
So make that a question. Is this their book?
Da kitabum.
Da kitabum.
And how would you say as a man, I don't know? How do we say that? I don't know.
Mish arif?
Yes. Or I don't know?
Ena mish arif?
Okay. I don't know if. Remember the if?
Ena mish arif lau?
That's it. I don't know if this is their book.
Ena mish arif? Lau da kitabhum.
That's it. Mahmoud?
Ana mish arif lau da kitabhum.
The Arabic word for house is bait. Bait, just like fishing bait. Bait. So what's their house?
Baitum.
Mm-hmm. What's my house?
Beti.
Mm-hmm. What's your house talking to a male?
Beitak.
Uh-huh. And your house talking to a female?
Beitik.
His house?
Beitu.
Her house?
Beither.
Yep. Our house?
Beite.
Our. Ihna is we. Take the ih of, and we get left with the tag, meaning
oh, the na.
Yes.
I thought we were left with the eh.
No, it has to come with the na, yeah.
Beitna.
That's it. And what about, finally, your house talking to a group? Your house. We had ak to a male, ik to a female, and to a group.
Beitku.
That's it. Beitku. So notice how we didn't say beitaha, because beit doesn't end with two consonant sounds like bint, nt, but beit just ends with t, so we can put it straight on the end, beitaha, beitna, whereas it would be bintaha, bintina, because you've got the two consonant sounds at the end of the word. So we're back again to their house. How did we say their house?
Beitum.
That's it. Their house is in Egypt.
Beitum fi Misr.
Mahmoud?
Beitum fi Misr.
France is Faransa. It's quite easy to recognise and remember. Faransa, Faransa. So how would we say their house is in France?
Beitum fi Faransa.
Yeah. Mahmoud?
Beitum fi Faransa.
And what about they're going? How would we say they're going? They going.
Huma rahen.
Yeah, going through the gate with the fellahin.
Rahin.
That's it. They're going again.
Huma rahin.
Mm-hmm. They're going to their house.
Huma rahin.
Their house.
Fi.
No, we don't need in, just their house.
Huma rahin.
Mm-hmm.
Betom.
In France.
Fi Francia.
França, yeah.
França.
Okay, let's try that as a whole. They're going to their house in France.
Huma rahin betom fi França.
Yeah, they're going to their house in France tomorrow.
Huma rahin betom fi França bukra.
Yeah, good. Mahmoud?
هما رايحين بيتهم في فرنسا بكرة.
Now, just in the same way as in English, when we're talking about a shop or a company, we often refer to them as they. Do they have shampoo, for example? So the same happens in Arabic. We talked about when you go in, you address often an institution, if you like, a shop, a company, as you, plural. And so when you're talking about them as they, again in the plural, you often refer to an institution as they or a shop. So how might I say, do they have, do they have?
Andahum?
Yes, andahum. Andahum. Go to the dentist again. Try it again.
Andahum.
Yeah, good. Do they have shampoo?
Andahum shampoo.
Yeah. Mahmoud?
Andahum shampoo.
So how would you ask, do they have rice?
Andahum roz.
Yeah. Mahmoud?
Andahum roz.
The Arabic word for shop or store is mahal. Mahal. So the store would be
I mahal.
Yes, it's like it's m, it's like madrasa, so it's il.
Il mahal.
Yeah, il mahal. It's got the ha in the middle. Mahal.
Il mahal.
Yeah, can you say that for us, Mahmoud?
Il mahal.
And what about in the store?
Fil mahal.
Yeah. Fil mahal. So how would we ask, do they have rice in the store?
Andahum roz fil mahal.
Yeah, it's more like andahum, andahum. Try it again.
Andahum roz fil mahal.
Mahmoud?
Andahum roz fil mahal.
And how would you reply, no, but... What's but in Arabic?
Bas.
Yeah, bas. No, but they have potatoes.
La bas anduko.
They have, rather than you just said you have in the plural. Anduko is you have, they have.
Andahum batatis.
Yeah. So try it again. No, but they have potatoes.
La bas andahum batatis.
Mm-hmm. Mahmoud?
La bas andahum batatis.
What about, do they have a store? Do they have a store? Do they have a shop in the hotel? What store or shop again?
Il mahal.
Oh, that's the shop, yes. Now we want a shop.
Mahal.
Okay. Do they have a shop in the hotel?
Andahum mahal fil funduk.
Yes. Mahmoud?
عندهم محل في الفندق.
And what was here in Arabic? Sounds a bit like what you paint on yourself.
Hina.
That's it. Hina. And what about what? How do you say what?
Eh?
Mm-hmm. So how would we say, what do they have here? Should be, do they have what here? What do they have here?
عندهم إيه هنا?
That's it, Mahmoud.
عندهم إيه هنا?
So, عندهم إيه is what do they have? And as a woman, how would you say, I can see what they have?
أنا شايفة عندهم هي.
Yeah, A. It's A rather than he. Try that once more.
أنا شايفة عندهم هي. A. I said it again.
Yeah, and go to the dentist with your and.
Oh, yeah. أنا شايفة عندهم A.
That's right. أنا شايفة عندهم A. And how would you ask a man, can you see what they have? Asking a man.
Enter shaif.
Yes. What they have. They have what?
عندهم إيه.
That's it, Mahmoud.
Enter shaif عندهم إيه.
So now we have a complete set of tags to add on to the end of our words. And we can look at adding some general purpose words, which are very useful for expressing different thoughts. Words like someone and something, which in Arabic you tend to say, rather than someone, something, you just say one thing. In other words, a one or a thing, meaning someone, something. In English as well, if you ask a question using the equivalent of someone, so for example, a statement is someone wants a coffee. That's a statement. Someone wants a coffee. But if you turn it into a question, we tend to use anyone. Does anyone want a coffee? It's the same concept. We're using a different form of the word, but the idea hasn't changed. It's just changed from a statement to a question. With Arabic, you don't need to make that change. You just use the same word. There's no change, a bit like there's no change between he has and does he have. There's no change between something and anything or someone and anyone. It's the same word. So the Arabic word for someone or anyone is just had, which Mahmoud had a good analogy of how to distinguish between that had and the pronunciation of the English word, had.
Yes, if you took the English word had, like I had a coffee this morning, and you compressed it and put the breathy h sound in the beginning, had. Can you try and repeat that? Had.
Had.
Very good.
Had.
So you're squashing it, really. You're squashing the sound. Had.
That's anyone.
That's anyone or someone. It means one, a person, one. So, for example, how would I say he wants coffee?
Huwa awiz ahwa.
Yeah. Huwa awiz ahwa. Now, how do you think I would say someone wants coffee?
Had aus aus awa.
That's it. Had. Can you say that for us, Mahmoud?
Had aus ahwa.
Now turn that into a question, which would be more common. Does anyone want coffee?
Had aus ahwa?
Yes. Mahmoud?
Had aus ahwa.
Did you notice a little helping vowel because there's a double d sound on the end of had and then it's ah So it's had aguas, because he doesn't want to say had aguas. Had aguas agua? How would we say, does anyone know? Does anyone know?
Hadarif?
Yes, hadarif. Someone knows? Does anyone know? Hadarif. And because had is of unspecified gender, could be a man, could be a woman, we don't know. But because it's unspecified, it's going to go with Samir. It's always going to go through the Samir door because we don't know. So we assume that it's going to go with Samir. So how would you say then, does anyone know where my son is?
Had Arif Ibni Fin?
That's it. Ahod?
Had Arif Ibni Fin.
And you remembered that to say where my son is the same as saying, where's my son? So how would you ask, does anyone know where his daughter is?
Had Arif Bintu Fain?
That's it. Ahod.
Had Arif Bintu Fain?
So we can use this as well as anyone. We can use it to mean someone, as you know. So we could say, for example, we want someone. We want someone. How would you say we want?
Echna Ausin?
Yeah. Someone.
Had.
Yes. We want someone from the school.
Echna Ausin? Had.
From?
Fin Madrasa.
From. You said in.
Min Madrasa.
Yeah. From the school.
Min I Madrasa.
Yeah, min il.
Il Madrasa.
Okay. Let's try that once more. We want someone from the school.
Echna Ausin? Had.
Had. Had.
Echna Ausin had.
From?
Min.
The school.
Il Madrasa.
That's it. Mahmoud?
إحنا عاوزين حد من المدرسة.
So we have had, meaning someone or anyone. And then there's a word also we can use to mean something or anything, which is literally a thing. We have had, and we have something or anything is Häger. Häger. Häger is a word a bit like, for example, Nuss. It's a very flexible word in Arabic that has lots of different phrases connected to it. So Mahmoud is going to tell us a little bit more about Häger.
So the word Häger, which starts with the H sound, Häger, is quite a flexible word. It has a lot of usages. We use it, for example, in Häger Sa'a, which means something cold. And we use it to refer to cold drinks. Häger tani, something else or another thing. Someone might ask you when you've been to a shop to buy something, he might say, Häger tani, would you like anything else? You might also hear, Wala Häger, which you know la, and you know Häger to mean something, which so Wala Häger is nothing. You might also hear kull haga, which means everything literally. Kull haga. Or haga hilwa, something sweet, which we use to describe dessert.
So haga, meaning thing, is a very useful, flexible word in Arabic. The expression that Mahmoud gave us for something cold. And this is used universally to mean cold drinks, a cold drink. Hega sa. Hega sa. So hega means something or anything. So how would you ask a male, do you have anything? Do you have to a male?
Andak?
Mm-hmm. Anything?
Hega?
Yes. Hega. Hega.
Hega?
Yeah. Andak hega?
Andak hega?
Mm-hmm. Mahmoud?
Andak hega?
Now we could ask, do you have anything sweet? Mahmoud was talking about that to mean a dessert or a sweet of some kind. Do you have anything sweet? Sweet is helwa. Anything sweet. Haga helwa. Haga helwa. We both begin with the ha. Haga helwa. So how would you ask a man, do you have anything sweet? Do you have a sweet, a dessert?
Andak helga helwa.
Andak haga helwa. So let's look at that phrase, haga teni, something else. Teni is a word that literally means another or a second. The word for two, itnin, it's related to the word itnin. Teni, teni means another. It means else, as in something else. Or it can mean again, in other words, a second time, another time. Teni, teni. So you can say it by itself. Teni, again. In other words, do you want it again? Teni. Or you could say, do you want anything else? So anything else is what? Something else is?
Hela.
Haga.
Haga.
Yeah, so something else?
Haga teni.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to a male? Do you want something else?
Enta awis haga teni.
That's it, Mahmoud.
Enta awis haga teni.
And how would you ask the same question to a group of people? Do you want something else? You to a group?
Entu awsin.
Yes. Something else?
Haga enti?
Teni.
Teni.
Teni. Yes, it's a bit like tearing your knee. I've torn my knee. Teni. Teni. You want anything else to a group?
Entu awsin haga teni?
Yes. Mahmoud?
Entu awsin haga teni.
So if haga teni is anything else, what would someone else be?
Hat teni.
Yes. Good. Had teni. Someone else wants. How would we say someone else wants?
Had. Had. Aus.
Someone else.
Had teni.
Mm-hmm. Wants.
Aus.
Yeah. The bus.
Il autobus.
Good. Now make it a question. Does anyone else want the bus?
Hat teni aus il autobus.
Good. Autobus. Autobus. Mahmoud?
Had teni aus il autobus.
What about tea? What was tea again?
Shay.
Okay. So what's another tea?
Hege shay.
Hega means thing or a thing. So you said a thing tea. Tea another, we're going to say tea another. Teni always comes after the word for what you want another of. Tea another.
She teni?
That's it. Okay. So you could just hear that. Someone could say to you, another tea, she teni? Like hega teni? Something else. So it means another or else or again. As if you think of it meaning a second time or again, And you can see how it works in all those different contexts. So how would you say, may I have another tea?
Mumkin shetani?
Yes. May I have another tea, please, talking to a man?
Mumkin shetani min fadlak?
Yes. Mahmoud?
Mumkin shetani min fadlak?
So shetani is another tea. What's another menu then?
Menu teni?
Mm-hmm. How would you ask a group or a restaurant, you, the group you, do you have another menu?
Entu, auzin.
Okay, that's you want. Okay. Do you have another menu? So we got do you have, which is like at you, and then what are you going to put on the end of and for the group?
Ku.
Yes. So do you have?
Andaku.
Do you have another menu?
Andaku menu teni.
That's it. Mahmoud?
Andaku menu teni.
So it means another. It can mean also again. So how would we say the doctor's coming again?
Il doctor gay teni.
That's it. Il doctor gay teni. The doctor's coming again today. What was today? It's
En harda.
Yes.
Il doctor gay terni.
Terni, yeah.
En harda.
Yes, it's id doctor, because de is near the le. Yeah. Mahmoud?
Il doctor gay terni naharda.
How would you say, as a woman, I'm going again?
Ana raiha teni.
Yeah. What about I'm not going again?
Ana mish raiha teni.
Yeah, mish. Yes, it's shorter. I'm not going to the market again.
Ana mish raiha isuk.
Again, yes. I'm not going to the market again because I'm tired as a woman.
Enamish raiha.
Raiha.
Raiha. Enamish raiha. Isuk teni alashain.
I'm.
Ena tabena.
That's it. Enamish raiha isuk teni. Alashen ena tabena. So we have teni, and we can add that to lots of things, including something else, hager teni. And we can take the word hager as well. We could put in front of it kulla hager, everything. Kull means every. Kulla hager, kulla hager, everything, everything. Kulla hager. So, as a man, how might you say, I can see everything? Everything is kulla haga. I can see everything.
Ana shayef kulla haga.
Mm-hmm. Mahmoud?
Ana shayef kulla haga.
And how might you ask a woman, can you see everything?
Enti shayefa kulla haga?
Yes. Mahmoud?
Enti shayfa kull haga.
What about the manager knows everything?
Il mudir
knows.
Arif kull haga.
That's it.
Il mudir arif kull haga.
And how would you say we want everything? We want everything.
Entu.
Okay, we. That's you to a group. We.
Ehna auzin kulla haga.
That's it. Mahmoud?
Ehna auzin kulla haga.
And we got kulla haga, meaning everything. And we can also make everywhere which in Arabic is literally every place. The Arabic word for place, hitta, is another word a bit like haga, which has multiple meanings. Mahmoud, such as?
Yes, the word hitta, which you've just heard, means a piece, hitta. But also it is used to mean a place, an area, say, of a neighborhood. So somebody from my neighborhood might be called Ibn al-Hitta. He is the son of the neighborhood. Or a girl would be Bint al-Hitta. She is like the daughter of the neighborhood, so she is from our neighborhood. You might say, Ana awiz hitta. I want a piece of whatever it is that someone is having. Also, somebody who is a retailer, we say he sells by the piece. Bibia bil hitta.
Okay, so it's you can see the flexibility in that word, meaning a piece, but then coming also to mean a place, hitta. So if kulla haga means everything, and hitta means place, what's everywhere, every place?
Kulla hitta.
That's it. Kulla hitta. So how would you say, I'm going everywhere if you're a man?
In a rae, kulla hitta.
Mm-hmm. I'm going everywhere tomorrow.
In a rae, kulla hitta.
Tomorrow,
bukra.
Yes. Mahmoud?
Ana raih kulla hitta bukra.
On a tour, maybe, where you could go here or there or there, but you're going everywhere, kulla hitta. What about we're not going everywhere? We.
Ehna, mm-hmm. Mish.
Going.
Rahin.
Yeah, everywhere.
Kulla hitta.
Mm-hmm. We're not going everywhere because we're busy.
Ehna mish rahin.
Everywhere.
Kulla hitta.
Mm-hmm.
Alashain.
We're busy.
Ehna mashgul.
Through the farmer's gate.
Mashgulin.
Yes. Mahmoud?
Ehna mish rayhin kul hitta alashan ehna mashgulin.
The Arabic word for office is mektab. It's related to the word for book, mektab, kitab. Can you hear the relation? Mm-hmm. That we're going to talk more about this relation in a little bit. Mektab, office. So how would you say my office?
Mektabi?
Yeah. Or your office, talking to a male.
Mektabak?
Yeah. His office?
Mektabu?
Mm-hmm.
Mektabi? Mektabak? Mektabu?
What about his office is here? Here, like the stuff you paint yourself with, but here.
Mektabu hina.
That's it. Mahmoud?
Mektabu hina.
Hitta can mean neighborhood as well as place. So what's the neighborhood?
Ilhetta.
Yeah. In the neighborhood.
Filhetta.
So how would you say, my office is here in the neighborhood? My office.
Mektabi.
Mm-hmm. Here.
Hina.
Yeah. In the neighborhood.
Filhetta.
That's it. Flow it all together.
Mektabi hina filhetta.
Good. Mahmoud?
Maktabi hina fil hitta.
No, I said we'd come back to the relationship between the words, the sound of the words that are connected in meaning. So we've had kitab, meaning book, and mektab, meaning office. And you should be able to hear that the sounds k-t-b come up in both those words. In the case of kitab, you've got an I and then an e, kitab. In the case of mektab, you've got m on the beginning, mektab, but it's k-t-b. This is because both words are related to the meaning of writing. So kitab is a book, obviously, that's written in. Mektab is a place where you write, so it's an office. It's also a desk, actually. Now, what we're hearing the Arabic roots, it's called. An Arabic root is a series of usually three sounds, three consonants, non-vowel sounds, that are connected with a particular meaning. So, k, t, b, those three sounds are connected with the meaning of writing. In that order, not b, t, k, or t, k, b, has to be k, t, b, k, t, b. So those three letters, those three sounds, instinctively, Arabic native speakers will connect different meanings with the three different consonants. Mahmoud and I will give you some examples. Okay, for example, I'll give Mahmoud the three root letters, the three root sounds, like k-t-b, and he'll give you a number of words, any number of words that he can think of connected with that root, that sound. So k-t-b. Start with that one.
Okay. We know now kitab, which means book. Maktab, which means desk or office. Katib, which means writer. Maktaba, which is a bookshop or library. Maktub, which is something that is written. Kitaba, which is writing. Kutayib, which is booklet.
So there's an example of different words that come from the same root, kataba, with slightly different meanings, but all connected with the meaning of writing. Another root is darasa. Darasa. We've seen that in madrasa. Madrasa. Darasa. Maktab is a place where you write. Madrasa is a place where you study. Darasa is connected with the meaning of studying. So give us some more words from the root darasa, Mahmoud.
Mudarris is a teacher. Mudarrisa is a female teacher. Dars is a lesson. Daris is a student. Dirasa is a course of study. Durus are lessons.
So again, can you see how those three, darasa, they have different vowel sounds before and after them. Sometimes they have extra syllables in front like ma, but they always appear in that order, darasa. Never again sarada or radasa, but darasa. And again, instinctively, an Arab will know that a word with those three sounds in it, they've got something to do with studying.
Can I add one quickly?
Yes.
Tadris is teaching.
So tad, even though it's got ta on the front, it still has da-ra-sa. Tadris. And finally, quite a good one, is sha-ra-ba. Sha-ra-ba is connected with the meaning of drinking. Sha-ra-ba. Ba. For example,
mashroob, a beverage. Sharib, someone who drinks. Shariba, people who like to drink. sharbat, which you would know as sherbet, the sweet drink that's bad for your teeth. Yeshrab, to drink. Sheribt, I drank.
So that one's quite easy to remember because we get our English word sherbet. Sharaba. Sherbet from the Arabic root sharaba. This is a helpful concept to learners. It's instinctive for Arabic speakers, but it's a helpful concept for learners because it means that you can expand your vocabulary, both in terms of guessing what something means if someone says it to you, because if you hear a particular group of letters, like kataba, you already know that's connected with writing. So you're already halfway there. You can make an intelligent guess. And also in terms of producing, as you progress, as you learn some of the patterns, like maktab, ma on the beginning is the place where you do something. So maktab is the place where you write, an office or a desk. Madrasa, this time it has the feminine ending a, but it's the same pattern. Maktab, madrasa, is the place where you study, or a school. And other examples of this are majlis. Jalasa is connected with sitting down. Majlis is the place where you sit down. It's a council. It's a sitting place. Majlis. Mat'am. Mat'am is a place where you eat, connected. Ta'am is food. Mat'am is where you eat, which is?
Restaurant.
Yes. Mat'am is a restaurant. So as you learn about the roots, you can start to anticipate, A, what a word might mean, and then progress from there and actually produce patterns yourself. Let's look a bit more about how to describe things. When in English we say something like, the manager is busy, we would reflect the same word order in Arabic. So the manager is busy would be il-mudir mashghul. But if we want to say a busy manager rather than the manager is busy, without the is or the are, but we're just directly describing the manager, a busy manager, in Arabic it's the other way around. There's no a, of course that's gone out the window, but it's not busy manager, it's manager busy. You put the describing word after manager. So a busy manager in Arabic would be manager busy. So how would we say a busy manager?
Mudir mashghul.
Yes. And likewise, a tired girl would be girl tired. Girl is the same word as daughter. So how would we say a tired girl, girl tired?
Bint tabena.
Good. And you sent her through the Samira door. She still has to go through the Samira door because she's female. It's a girl. Children was auled, auled. So how would you say thirsty children?
Auled tabenin?
Yeah, that would be tired children.
Ah, thirsty. Yeah.
It was the right way round, though. Yeah, well, thirsty children at the dentist seeing Sean.
Auled atshanin?
Yes, Mahmoud.
Auled atshanin.
Or happy children. How would we say happy children?
Auled mapsutin.
Yes, auled mapsutin. So the describing word, if it's directly describing, comes after in Arabic. Children happy. But still goes through the doors or the gates, picking up the a or the een, depending on whether it's male, female, or a group. So let's have another describing word. Kabir, kabir, which means big or large. Kabir, kabir. So how would we say a large hotel?
Fundo kabir.
That's it. Mahmoud?
funduk kibir.
What about a large office?
Mektab kibir.
Yes, it's just a normal k, mektab.
Mektab kibir.
Yes, Mahmoud.
Mektab kibir.
A large school.
Madrasa kibira.
Good. Yeah, sent it through because the things are also male or female, so it has to go through the samira door. Mahmoud?
Madrasa kibira. Mm-hmm.
So how would we say the Hilton is a large hotel?
Il fundo? No.
The Hilton.
Il Hilton.
Yeah. Is, has gone out the window, a large hotel.
Fundo kibir.
That's it. Mahmoud?
Il Hilton fundo kibir.
How would we say a large coffee?
Ahwa kibir.
With Samira, because it's ahwa.
Ahwa kibira.
That's it. As a man, how would you say, I want a large coffee?
Ana awiz ahwa kibira.
Yes. Mahmoud?
Ana awiz ahwa kibira.
What was large office again?
Mektab kabir.
Mm-hmm. So how would you say they have a large office? They have a large office.
Andahum mektab kabir.
Yes. They have a large office in New York.
Andahum mektab kabir.
In?
Fil New York.
Yes. Mahmoud?
عندهم مكتب كبير في نيويورك.
And what was large school again? Big school?
مدرسة كبيرة.
Mm-hmm. How would you say as a man, I can see a large school?
أنا شايف مدرسة كبيرة.
Yes. Mahmoud?
أنا شايف Madrasa kibira.
Or we could talk about a large town or a large city. And the word for town or city is easy to remember in Arabic because it's Medina, which is the same name as the town in Saudi Arabia, which actually just means town or city. So the one in Saudi Arabia is just called the city. So Medina. Medina is town. Is that male or female?
Female.
Yeah. So how would you say a large town?
Medina Kabira.
Yeah. And what about Beirut, which is the same in English and Arabic? Beirut is a large city, a large town.
Beirut, Medina Kabira.
Yes, Mahmoud.
Beirut, Medina Kabira.
What about Port Said is a large town?
Port Said, Medina Kabira.
Port Said is a large town in Egypt.
Port Said, Medina Kabira.
In Egypt.
Fimus.
Fimasr. Mahmoud?
Port Said, Medina Kabira, Fimasr.
Beautiful is gamil. In fact, you can say it by itself to mean fantastic. Ah, gamil. Great. Gamil. Beautiful. Gamil. Sounds a little bit like gamel, meaning camel. But it's gamil with a long eel. Gamil. Beautiful. So how would you say to a woman, your house is beautiful? Your house to a woman? What was house? It's a bit like the fishing. Fishing bait. Bait. So your house to a woman would be...
Baitik?
Yeah. Your house is beautiful.
Baitik gemila.
Okay, is house, is bait, is it male or female? Masculine or feminine?
Oh, no, it's going to be male. So it's baitik... Gamil.
That's it. Mahmoud?
بيتك جميل.
So جميل is beautiful. And how would you say a beautiful house?
بيت جميل.
Yes, the other way around. House, beautiful. How would you say a beautiful town?
مدينة جميلة.
That's it. You sent it through with Samira. It's picked up the ah. The Gamilas picked it up as well, because Medina is female. Damascus, which in Arabic is Dimashq, Dimashq, Dimashq. Damascus is a beautiful town.
Dimashq, Gamil.
Beautiful town. We got the town. Where does that come
Damascus,
in?
Damascus, Medina, Gamila.
Yes.
Damascus, Medina, Gamila.
Mosque is masjid, masjid, masjid. So what's a big mosque?
Masjid kebir.
Yeah. What's a beautiful mosque?
Masjid gamil.
Mm-hmm. And we could say a big and beautiful mosque, a large and beautiful mosque, in which case we still had to put the mosque first. A mosque, large and beautiful.
Masjid, Gamil, ve Kabir.
Yes, we got beautiful and large, but that's fine. How would you have said large and beautiful?
Masjid, Kabir, ve Gamil.
Now, Al-Azhar is a large and beautiful mosque.
Al-Azhar. Masjid, Kabir. We Gamil.
Yeah, Mahmoud.
El Azhar Masjid Kibir w Gamil.
Now we've seen how when you want to say a big house or a beautiful house in Arabic, then the words switch around and we're saying house beautiful, house big. In English, if we want to say the beautiful house or the large bank, then we put the in front of the phrase beautiful house or large bank. The beautiful house, the large bank. In Arabic, we need to put the word the in front of house and in front of the describing word beautiful. So we don't say the house beautiful, the house large. We end up saying the house the beautiful, which means the beautiful house. So how would we say the beautiful house? What was house?
Il bet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the beautiful house.
Il bet il gemil.
Yes. The il in front of both il bet and il gemil. Mahmoud, can you say that?
Il bet il gemil.
And you can run the il into gemil to give Igamil. And what about the large bank?
Il bank, ikabir.
Yes. And you dropped the L of il in front of kibir, ikabir. That's fine. Some Egyptian speakers do this, like with igamil. What about, as a woman, I can see the large bank?
Ena shefa. Il bank I kabir.
Yes. Ena shefa, il bank I kabir. What about I can see the large town, speaking as a male?
Ena shef, il medina, il kabir.
Okay, it has to go through the Samira door, remember? Medina.
Il medina, il kabira.
Yes, and why is it going through the door with Samira, Medina?
Because it describes
But the word itself, Medina, is
feminine.
Yes.
Feminine.
Female word.
Yeah.
So any word that describes it also has to go through the Samira door and pick up the ah as it goes through. So try that once more. I can see the large town as a male.
In a shaif.
Mm-hmm.
Il Medina, il Kabira.
That's it. Mahmoud?
Ana? شايف المدينة الكبيرة.
What about watch? What was watch? You remember the same as hour and
ساعة.
Yeah, okay. So what's the watch?
الساعة.
Yeah, the s sound is merged again with, so it's الساعة. What about the beautiful watch?
الساعة جميل.
Okay.
الساعة الجميل.
Okay, ساعة has to go with سميرة again. So the beautiful watch would be?
الساعة الجميلة.
Yes. And if we think about that principle of adding the in front of the describing word as well as in front of the word it describes, and then sending it through the correct door, whether it's with Samir or with Samira or with the farmers, the Fellaheen, picking up the een, how would we say the busy managers?
Il mudin.
Okay, what was manager?
Mudir.
Yes.
Il mudarin.
Yes.
Mashrulin. Il mudarin. Il mashrulin.
Yes. Say it for us, please, Mahmoud.
Il mudirin, il mashrulin.
And the reason why that il is there in front of the describing word, because if we took it out, remember we've thrown is, are, everything out the window. So if we say il mudirin mashrulin, we're actually saying the managers are busy. So in order to say the busy managers, that's why the describing word has to pick up the as well, so that we know we're not saying the managers are busy. So il mudirin, il mashrulin, the busy managers. Il mudirin, mashrulin, without the il, the managers are busy. And that's why the Arabic sticks in the extra il. So how would we say the large bank again?
Il bank, il kabir.
Yes, il bank.
Yeah. Il bank, il kabir.
All right.
Il bank, il kabir. Or you could have said, il bank, il kabir.
And how would we say our house?
Beitoku. Is it? No. Okay, hang on. It's ehna.
Yes.
And then the na on the end.
Okay, so our house.
Beitina.
That's it. Beitina. Well done. Now, if we want to say in Arabic close to or near to, close or near is Uraib. 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 But we're going to say close from in Arabic, not close to like we do in English. The expression in Arabic is close from. So how would we say close to, or literally close from? What's the from bit?
Is it min?
Yes, that's right. Min.
Min.
Ena min
from
mas.
Your grace.
Yes, from your grace.
Yeah.
Yes, like the beginning of please. Min. So, oreib min is near to, close to. Oreib min. So, how would you say our house is close to the large bank?
Bintina.
Okay, our house.
Beitina.
Yes, is close to.
Ureib min.
Yeah, the large bank.
Il bank I kabir.
That's it. Very good. Mahmoud?
Beitina ureib min il bank kabir.
We'll add one more word for describing, a very useful word. And it sounds similar. A lot of the descriptive words sound quite similar in Arabic. New is gideed. Gideed. So you see how we got kabir, gamil, gideed. They often end in this long e. Gideed, gideed. That means new. So how would we say the new hotel? How are we going to say that? Funduk.
Yes.
Funduk. So the new hotel.
Il funduk, il gedid.
That's it. Mahmoud, can you say that?
Il funduk, il gedid.
If we hadn't put the second il before gedid, it would have meant the hotel is new, il fondo gedid. But the new hotel, il fondo e gedid. How about where's the new hotel?
Il fondo il gedid fin?
Yes, Mahmoud.
Il fondo il gedid fin.
What about if we were asking a man, do you know where the new hotel is? Asking a man.
Enta arif?
Yeah.
Il fondo il gedid?
Mm-hmm. Where?
Fin?
Yes. Very good. Try it again once more. Do you know where the new hotel is?
Enta arif il fundo il gedid fen.
Good. Mahmoud, can you say that for us?
Enta arif il fundo il gedid fen.
What was near again? Near to or near from? Near? Uraib.
I'm thinking of Cain or Abel. Uraib.
Okay. Whatever works for you. Uraib. So how would you say the new hotel is near the big market?
Il fondo il gadid. Uraib min isuk.
The big market.
Oh. Isuk I kabir.
Good, that's good. Mahmoud?
Il fondo il gedid, urayib min issuq il kibir.